We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Dalet, Sif Zayin, the top of page 266. We started Sif Zayin yesterday. We will go back over Sif Zayin quickly, and we will see many practical notes on Sif Zayin. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Eino posek lo lekadish v'lo lekedusha, eli yishtok v'yachavein lamash sh'omer sh'liat tzibur v'yehei ka'oneh. One should not interrupt Shmona Esrei, not to answer Kaddish, not to answer Kedusha. Rather, he should be silent and he should be mechavin for that which the Chazan is saying, and he should be like he's answering, Shomea Ka'ona. The Rama says, Haya Omeid Batfila Uka Ra'u LeSefer Torah Eino Posek. If one was in the middle of davening and they called him up for an aliyah, he should not interrupt his davening in the middle. So the Mishnah Berurah told us in Sefkaton Chavav, that a person should not interrupt the Kaddish. Ratzalomer Lo'amein Yeheshmei Rabba, even for Yehesh Rabbah, which is the most important part of Kaddish, v'hu adin l'baruchu. Also for baruchu, one should not interrupt the Shmon Esrei to answer for baruchu. In note 36, he writes, u'gishemagia hashatz l'modim. Let's say the chazan gets up to modim and you are in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, shetzarech l'chroa k'dei shelo yirek k'kofa b'misha atzibu m'shtachavim lo. If you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei and the chazan gets up to modim, you should bow down with the tzibur so it doesn't look like you are denying the one they are bowing to. Ach lo b'tchilas bracha o b'sofa shebehem inkoren. However, if you're in the beginning or end of a bracha, you should not bow because you're not allowed to add to the bows in the beginning or ending of brachos. But if you're in the middle of a bracha, you should bow with the tzibur. What about Birchas Kohanim? So the next part of note 36 brings down a machlokes legabe Birchas Kohanim, if one should stop and listen or not. He brings from Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach where one should be silent and listen to Birchas Kohanim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that he should be silent already from the beginning of the bracha of Asher Kedishanu. On the other hand, Rav Yoshev and Rav Tzipei Safrank say that you don't have to be mafsik for listening to Birchas Kohanim. Now, in terms of laning, he brings down over here from Chaim Kanievsky that that's mutter. You don't have to, but if they're up to laning and you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you can stop in the middle to listen to laning. And then he talks about Havdolah also. V'im shomeya Havdolah be'emtza tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. If you're davening Motzei Shabbos and you hear Havdolah while you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, so Shalat Shiva's Har Tzvi says, Shelochatchila lo yishtok be'emtza tefillah k'dei l'shmo Havdolah. Chatchila, you should not stop your Shmoneh Esrei to listen to Havdalah. And as Shlomo Zalman writes, "Sheyitochin sherak bein bracha lebracha yochol lishtok ulahakshiv kedei lotzei shidei chova." That it could be that specifically between brachos, you could be silent and listen to Havdalah to be yotzei. Avalo beemtza bracha, but not in the middle of a bracha. Shekevan shechiyav Havdalah chomer yotzei mikadoshu kedusha. Because since Havdalah is more serious than kadosh and kedusha, yitochin shenechshav kehefsek beemtza bracha, it could be that's considered a hefsek in the middle of the bracha. What about Kiddush? One who hears Kiddush in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the Das Torah writes that it could be that he's Yotzei, but still it's better to hear from someone afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah says, Vayter in Sifkaton Chav Zayin, on that which the Mechaber said, if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you should not interrupt for Kaddish or Kedusha, Ad Yisbarach, the Mishnah Berurah says. And in note 37 he writes, that when is it called that you started Shmoneh Esrei that you shouldn't make these interruptions? So we're told that that is from the time you said Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Once you started that, even though you didn't actually start Baruch Ato Hashem, once you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, you should not interrupt for Kaddish or Kedusha. In note 37, he continues and says, if one is being silent for Baruch Hu, the Aruch HaShulchan tells us that you should wait until after the Tzibur answers to Baruch Hu. You shouldn't just wait to hear the Chazan say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarach, you should wait till after the Tzibur responds. Also, Rechaim Kanievsky brings down that if it's during Kriyas HaTorah and someone's getting an aliyah, you should also pause your Shmoneh Esrei to hear Baruch Hu from the one who's getting the aliyah as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Vayter in Sifkadon Chavches v'yeh Ka'ona." By being silent in Shmoneh Esrei and listening to Kaddish and Kedusha, you're being Yotzei Mitzad Shomea Ka'ona. Le'inyan sheyetzei baze yidei chiyuv kaddish u'kedusha. It helps you that by listening, you're yotzei the chiyuv of kaddish and kedusha. U'mikomakom lochoshev hefsek. It's still not considered a hefsek. The Bir Halacha tells us over here, the ayin beis Yosef u'b'darchei Moshe de etzim din ze im mutter lishtok v'lishmo atayi v'plukta. Really, it's not so pasha to be silent in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei to listen to kaddish and kedusha, because we say shomea ka'ona. When you listen, it's as if you're saying it, and you're not allowed to say it. So some say you shouldn't stop. The Yesh Omrim Dekevan the Shomea Ka'ona Hu Ka'ona Mamish V'Aser Mitam Hefsek. Some say it's Aser to stop and listen to Kaddish in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei because it's as if you're answering, which is forbidden. V'Afal Pike Nechriya Lohakel Mitam Aminog. However, the Mishnah Berurah comes out lenient. Our minog is that you can stop and listen, and we say Shomea Ka'ona to benefit you that you are Yotzei, but not to hurt you that it's considered a Hefsek. And then he writes an interesting shaila b'ralocha v'yesh la'ilam and agenu desvirlan the afa gadah shomea ka'ona eino k'dibur mamish. Even though we're holding shomea ka'ona is not k'dibur mamish, and therefore you could do it during Shmon Esrei. Im echad hayot tzarech l'nekava v'shoa shechaveru hotzio v'tfilasa v'myotza. If a person has to go to the bathroom and he's hearing someone else daven and being motzi him, mitzad shomea ka'ona, if that's going to be a problem. Let's look in the notes now. Note number 40. Note number 38. In note number 38, in the second paragraph, he writes, this din, Rechaim Knievsky says, about stopping for Kaddish and Kedusha is B'chola Kaddishim Sheshomea. It's talking about every Kaddish that you hear, you should stop and listen. Bein Kaddish Tiskabel, or Achatzi Kaddish, or Kaddish Yosem, or Kaddish Rabbanon. Now, in terms of Kedusha, he writes, Kosav HaShulchan Shlomo Shekol Mashem Mutter Lanos B'Kriyashma. We learned about in Hilchos Kriyashma that in the middle of Kriyashma, you're allowed to answer certain things in Kaddish and Kedusha. So whatever you're allowed to answer in Kriyashma, Tzorech B'Shmon Esrei Lishtok U'Lechavin L'Mashe Hashat Omer. It's those things that you're allowed to answer during Kriyashma that you have to stop and listen to the Shlita Tzibur say, which as we said in Kedusha is Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod, as we'll see in a second. And by Kaddish is Amen Yehi Shei Rabba, and the Amen that you say at the end of Chatzi Kaddish. He brings that down for Eve Mishdebura Le'el, that by Kriya Shema, your own Ebbe Kedusha, Rak Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch Kavod, Shem Ikra Kedusha, Ulefize, Rak Be'elu, Apsukim, Tzarech Lishtok. Therefore, when you're silent to hear Kedusha, you only have to be silent during those two lines of Kedusha. Vimrotze Lahafsik De Lishmo, as Kol HaKedusha, if you choose to stop for longer and you want to hear the whole Kedusha, Rechaim Knievsky passes that that's mutter and it's not considered a Hafsik. In note number 40, continue when we say, on that which the Mishnah Berurah said that mitzat shomea ka'ona, you are yotze your chia by listening. Omnam gamim kvar shoma kadosh u'kedusha. Even if you already heard kadosh and kedusha, you already yotze. O sha'asa v'shmol acharkein. Or you're going to hear it again afterwards. Rechaim Knievsky says shechayiv lahasik kedei l'shmol. You still have to stop to listen to the kadosh and kedusha that's going on right now. Now here's some very important points that they bring down in the notes. V'mahefsik gorim lo hafra'a b'kavanas atfila. If interrupting your Shmon Esrei in the middle, stopping to listen to Kaddish Kedusha is going to throw off your Kavana, so the Kaf HaChaim writes, so you should not stop. V'hosef, and he adds on, shekemo keinim omed rochok me'ashatz. If you are standing far away from the Shlita Tzibur, keivan she'eno shemea heitev es dvarov eino tzarech lahasik b'tfiloso. It's pointless, as we'll see in a moment also, Rav Moshe says this, it's pointless to stop in Shmon Esrei for Kedusha if you can't hear the Chazan. Look at note 41. V'imlo shomea me'ashatz. If you can't hear the Shlita Tzibur saying Kadosh, 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 Rav Moshe writes, Shalom mo'il lotze shidechova me'atzibur. It doesn't help to hear Kedusha from the person next to you. Eli im kein bikesh kodom lochein me'echad me'atzibur lohotzio yidechova. Unless you ask that person to be motzi you in Kedusha, it doesn't help. The chazan always can be motzi you because he's the chazan, but a regular person can't. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, like the Kaf HaChaim, if you're not close enough to the chazan that you're going to hear him saying kadosh, 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 which has to be pretty close because the minhag is the chazan says it with the tzibur. So if it's a very big tzibur or you're far away, you're not going to hear it, then Rav Moshe says it's pointless to stop. You're not gaining anything. Note 42, he writes, V'lanos dvarim shebekedusha bebircha shema kolenu. A beautiful question over here. We know that in shema kolenu, you're allowed to make personal requests. We said you're not allowed to interrupt your Shmon Esrei to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. What if I am up to Shema Kolenu where I'm allowed to add my personal requests and the Tzibur's up to Kedusha? Can I answer Kedusha during Shema Kolenu, which is the place I'm allowed to add into the Shmon Esrei? So it brings here from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, Sha'aser lanos, that it's aser to answer Kaddish and Kedusha even in Shema Kolenu. The Hevi B'Shem HaNetziv, he brings B'Shem the Netziv, Shelo Hitiru Lishol Elo Bakoshas Tzrachov. They only allowed you to add on in Shomea Tfilo your personal requests. Ubakosha Tmidis, but a constant request, which is really what Kaddish and Kedusha are. It's a standard form of Dvarim Sheva Kedusha. She'ena Machmas Ma'ora She'ira. It's not because of something happened that you're davening for. So therefore, Eina Nechsheves Kebakosha Tzrachav, and therefore, says the Netziv, says the Netziv, Elchanan, you can't answer Kaddish and Kedusha in Shema Kolenu. Rav Yoshev adds on to that and says, Shekol Masha Mosif Bakosha Zu Hu Rak Beglal Shat Tzibur Omro. You're only answering Kaddish and Kedusha because the Tzibur happens to be saying it. Velo Machmas Bakoshes Tzrachav, not because you want to ask for something. V'lochein nechshav k'mosav ala brachos, therefore it's considering adding on to the bracha, and Rav Yoshev says that as well it is forbidden. Let's go back to the Mishnah Bura, when it's Sifkaton Chav Tes. So we said again in the Mechaber that if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you should not stop. And then we said if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and they call you up for an aliyah, you should not stop. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'im pasak bazeh, if you did the wrong thing and you stopped in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to go get an aliyah, v'chein l'kaddish el kedusha, or you incorrectly stopped and answered kaddish and kedusha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, dino kesach b'meizid. It follows the rules of someone who speaks in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei on purpose, like we discussed yesterday. Uladasa poskim d'sham chozer l'rosh, and those poskim who told us you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei in that case, gam bazeh chozer l'rosh. In this case, also you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Achim sover shemutil hasik, but if you thought it was mutter." Havik is shogeg, then it's like shogeg ve'enu chozel arosh ve'kanal, then you don't go back to the beginning, you follow the rules that we set down yesterday. Ve'im kara'u le'sefer Torah v'omeid achar tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. You just finished Shemoneh Esrei, ha'mavarech es'ama Yisrael ba'shalom, and you get called up for an aliyah, you finished Shemoneh Esrei, you just didn't say Elokai Netzor, afila lo hischa adayin Elokai Netzor, posek v'ola, you stop and you go up for the aliyah, ach yizar lomer yulurasson kodem, you should quickly say yulurasson before you get the aliyah. And note 43, he writes, V'chein im kibdu lefstoach es aron HaKodesh. Like we saw yesterday, if they give you the covet of opening the aron for Avinu Malkeinu, right after Shemoneh Esrei, or any other psicha, and you're up to Elokai Netzor, but you didn't start it yet, we said the same thing. You say Yil Ratzon, and you can go do psicha as well. Says the Mechaber, Vayter and Sivches, Achar Shesiem Shemoneh Esrei Brachos Kodem Elokai Netzor, Yochol Lanos Kedusha V'Kadesh U'Baruchu. After one finished Shemoneh Esrei, before he says Elokai Netzor, you are able to answer Kedusha, Kaddish, and Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Lamed, Hainu Sha'amar Gam Yulu Ratzon Kodem Elokai Netzor. It's not enough that you finished Shemoneh Esrei, you also said Yulu Ratzon before Elokai Netzor. Then you could answer all those things. De'im Lo Kain, if not so, Asr L'Hafsik. If you didn't say Yulu Ratzon, you can't stop. Kemo Shekosta B'Simen Kuf Chof Beiz. That's what the Ramah hinted to when he says Ayin later on in Simen Kuf Chav Beis. But if you look at note 46, he points out a very important thing. This is the Mechaber L'Shitaso later on that you can't answer till you say Yul Ratzon. But according to the Ramah, Yochol Lahafsik Afilu Kodem Shamar Yul Ratzon. You're allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha even before you said Yul Ratzon. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over there, Shekesh She'ein Lo Shehus. If you don't have time, Yaneh Dvarim Shebekedusha Af Kodem Shamar Yul Ratzon. We will see later on in that siman that you can't answer all of Kaddish and Kedusha, just the parts that we discussed before that you could answer during Shema, and also the parts that we said that you're allowed to, you should stop your Shemoneh Esrei in order to hear, but not all of Kaddish and Kedusha. That is the end of siman Kuf Dalet. Now we begin and finish siman Kuf Hei. The Mechaber says in siman Kuf Hei, HaMispalo Shtei Tfilos Zo Achar Zo. One who is davening two tfilos, one after the other, tzarech lahamtin bein zo lazo kdei hiluch arba amos. You have to pause between Shemoneh Esrei 1 and Shemoneh Esrei 2, the time it takes to walk for amos, kdei shetehei daitu miyusheves lispal b'loshan techina. So your mind should be settled down to daven with the proper supplications. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Aleph, Shtei tfilos, where would a person be davening two adjacent tfilos? Kigon shachris and musaf. One case would be if a person's davening b'yachidus, and he's davening shachris and then musaf right afterwards. Osha shachach v'lo hispalel, or a person missed a tfila, v'tzarech la'ashlima b'zman tfilo shalachareho umispalel shtayim. Or a person's davening tashlum, and he missed shachris, he's davening two minchas. So in those cases, you have two tfilos, one after another. The Mechaber tells us you have to pause between them the time it takes to walk for amos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this din does not apply in many cases. According to what we're going to see in Mitzvah Shem next week in the Mishnah Berurah, the bein sheshachach arvis umispalel shachris shtayim lashlama, whether you forgot Mariv and you're davening shachris twice to make up for Mariv, bein sheshachach shachris umispalel mincha shtayim, or if you forgot shachris and you're davening mincha twice, La'ashlama, tzarech lomar ashrei ben tefila l'tefila. There the halacha is you say ashrei between the two Shemoneh Esreis, so lo yitzuyer din zeh. So this din will not apply in those cases of waiting Dalet Amos, because you're saying all of ashrei, which is much more than Dalet Amos. Rak b'shachach tefilas ha-mincha u'mispal arvi shtayim la'ashlama. This din would only apply to a case where you forgot mincha and you're davening marv twice. Disham lo yomar ashrei. There you don't say ashrei like we'll see later on in the Mishabura. Ditzarech al koponim lahantim kdei arba amos. That's where this then applies. You'd have to pause the time it takes to walk 4 amos before you start your second Shemar Esrei. Sifkotan deis lahantin v'shir zet tzarech liyos achar sha'okar raglo v'omar osa shalom. This time of 4 amos is after you took your 3 steps back and you said osa shalom. What about what you say after that? The yihi ratzon sheyibona. So in note number 3 on the next page, he writes, "V'lo kosav sheyachake la'achar shomer yihi ratzon sheyibona." The Mishavur doesn't say that you have to wait till you finish saying yihi ratzon sheyibona after that 4 amos. Ubir ha'makorchayim, the makorchayim explains sheyitochin sheze atzmo atam shetiknu l'omro. He says that is the reason why they established to say those few lines of Yirotzon Sheyibona Beis HaMikdash. Shekein Bizman Sheomro, at the time you say those couple of lines, Memeilo Mamtik Yashihir Lech Arba Amos, that takes up the time, that takes the work for Amos, and you can go right into the next Shemona Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayetir Sifkot and Gimel. We said you have to wait, Dein Zolazo, Kosa B'Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, V'chein in Siyem Shmona Esrei. The same thing applies if you finish your Shmona Esrei, Av Shadayin Lo'oka Raglov, even if you didn't take your steps back yet, but you finished Shmona Esrei, V'Nizkar Sheta, and you realize that you made a mistake in Shmona Esrei that requires you to start again. V'Tzorach Lachzor L'Hispalel, So Yamtin Kazeh. So you finished Shmona Esrei, you didn't take your 3 steps back, you realize you made a mistake, you forgot Yalavi Ovo, it's Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh, not at Maariv, different tefillah, and therefore you're starting at Shmona Esrei, you should wait for Amos, the time it takes to wait for Amos in that case as well. It sounds like you don't have to take your steps back, it sounds like you just stop right there, wait the time it takes to 4 Amos, and start your Shmona Esrei again. Sifkotan dala kidei hiluch arba Amos, afilu eino rotza lachzer lumakomo. Even if you took your 3 steps back, and you don't plan on moving back up for the next Shmona Esrei, you plan on saying your second Shmona Esrei, where you're standing 3 steps back, you plan on davening the second Shemoneh Esrei where you are after you took your 3 steps back. You still need to wait the time it takes to walk 4 Amos. But if a person just wants to walk back to his place where he started Shemoneh Esrei, even if the person does not want to daven a second time, he has to wait the time it takes to take 4 Amos. That means every Shemoneh Esrei, when we take 3 steps back, before you walk back up, you should wait the time it takes to walk 4 Amos before you take it 3 steps back. That is the end of Simin Kuf Hei, and now we will begin Simin Kuf Vav. Mihem ha-pturin mitfilah. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Kol ha-pturin mikriya shema pturin mitfilah. Anyone who is pater from saying Kriya Shema, and we'll see the examples, is also pater from Shemoneh Esrei. Anyone who is chayiv to say Kriya Shema is chayiv to say Shemoneh Esrei. Chutz, there are 2 exceptions. Mehamalavin es hames, one who is escorting a dead body, she'ein lamita tzarech behem, that he's not needed to carry the mace. He's just escorting the mace, but he's not needed for carrying the mace. She'af al pi she'em chayovim b'kriya Shema. Even though we hold that those people who are escorting the mace are chayiv in Kriya Shema, they are pturim mitzvilah. That's exception one. Exception two is v'noshim v'avodim, women and servants, slaves. She'af al pi she'pturim mikriya shema chayovim b'tfila. Even though noshim are potter from kriya shema, they're chayiv in tfila. Mipnei she'im mitzas asei she'lo hazman grama. Here we're going to get into a big sugya of tfila. We'll start it today. We'll finish it on Sunday if we don't finish it today. But women who are potter from Kriya Shema are chayiv in tfila. The Mechaber says why they chayiv in tfila. Because it's a mitzvah asei shelo hazman grama, which we will explain shortly. Uketanim shehigiyu l'chinuch chayavim l'chanchem. And children who have reached the age of chinuch, they're chayiv, you're chayiv to mechanich them in tfila Shemoneh Esrei. So let's begin now the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kuf Vav. Sifkatan Aleph. We said anyone who's pater in Kriya Shema is pater in Tefillah. Who's pater in Kriya Shema? Mipnei Shem Oskim Mitzvah. Like we learned earlier, one who's Osik B'Mitzvah is pater in a Mitzvah. So whoever is pater in Kriya Shema because he's Osik B'Mitzvah is also pater in Tefillah. Oshe Trudim Tirdas Mitzvah. Or someone whose mind is taken up by a Mitzvah, like a Chosam when he gets married, like we learned earlier in Hilchos Kriya Shema, he also will be pater from Tefillah. The first exception we said was a person who is escorting a mace, but the mita, the coffin does not need him for carrying. Says the Mishaburus, if katan beis, what's a lomar she'ena muchanim klal lazor v'nesiyas hamita. They're not ready, they're not even backups. They're not planning at all to be carrying the coffin. The ilav hochi, because if not so, but they're part of the group that's planning on carrying the coffin, peturin gami kriyashma, they are also going to be part of kriyashma, like we learned earlier in Simon ayin beis, sif alef ayin sham. Sifkatan gimel says that even though they are chayev in kriyashma, these people that are being malav in the mace, they are pater mitfila. Ho'il v'himi divei sofrim. The first reason is, the Mishavura says, because tefila is the rabbanan, which is already against the mechaber, because the mechaber sounded like he was saying it's daraisa. And as we'll see the Mishavura soon, the mechaber passes tefila is daraisa like the Rambam. But there's a big machlokas that we'll get to shortly between the Rambam and the Ramban of whether it's daraisa or the rabbanan. But here the Mishavura says, since tefila is the rabbanan, so it's a little lower level than kriyashma. Vod and furthermore shehi ba'amida, that Shemoneh Esrei has to be said standing still. Ve'ein yecholim lishos kol kach, and you can't pause for so long. Therefore you're pater. Aval kriyashma ikir kavanosa v'amidosa ein elo pasuk rishon. But by kriyashma, the ikir kavana you have to have, and the ikir standing, not that you have to stand, but stopping, not walking, is dafka the first pasuk. Ubekal yuchol lamurul chavin. Therefore it's much easier to take a little break and say one pasuk of kriyashma than to stop and say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore they're chayav in kriyashma and they're pater in Shemoneh Esrei. V'im avar zman tefila al yedei zeh. If one was being osek in one of these mitzvos, in which case he's pater from tefila, and then by the time it finishes, the zman tefila is over. Ein tzarech lahashlim mitfila asmucha. He does not have to do tashlumen and daven the next tefila twice. Since at the time of Chiyav he was Pater, he didn't just forget to daven, he was Pater from davening. Like we learned earlier in Simon Tzadik Gimel, Ayin Shav Mishnebura, but we explained over there also that it has to be that he was involved in the mitzvah from the beginning Zman of Tefillah till the end Zman of Tefillah. If he started the mitzvah an hour before Sov Zman Tefillah, and he missed the Tefillah, then he would do Tashlumin because he could have davened earlier, and he didn't. So he had a Chiyav on him already. We only say he's not going to be chayav tashlumin if he never had a chiyav, which means from the beginning of the Zman till the end of the Zman, he was being osik in the mitzvah.
It says ain't tzar. What's that? He wants to.
But ain't tzar means he doesn't have to. If he wants to, then there's ways that he possibly could do it, maybe with a tefillah nedava. Possibly. We'll get to that later when you the optional ways of tefillah nedava. Here's the key mishnebura.
Tashlumin, in that case, if he was able to, there's no minyan at the time. Minchah gedola. But 2 hours is not going to be, the first minute is not going to be another 2 hours. He's still in that time. If he could daven by himself. He could daven by himself at 1:30.
If there was a chiv on him at all, it's Hashlumen. Not to do the minion, right. Sifkatan Dalid. So we said in the Mechaber, the other exception of someone who is chayiv in one and not chayiv in the other is Noshim Va'avadim. They're potter from Kriyashma, but they're chayiv in Tefillah. Why they chayav in tefillah? Because it's a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama. So the Mishnebura explains. This is a very important Mishnebura. Sifkot and Dalid. Kol zeh ledas harambam. This mechaber that's saying that tefillah is a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama is going lefi the opinion of the Rambam. Shirak zmanei hatefillah heimedivei sofrim. That only the times that were set up for tefillah are the rabbanon. Aval ikur mitzvahs tefillah himen haTorah. But the etzem mitzvah of tefillah is daraisa. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ula avdo b'chol levavchem. You should serve Hashem with all your hearts. Ezo avoda shebelay. The Gemara makes a drasha. What is the avoda that's in the heart? How are you serving Hashem with your heart? Havi omer zo tefillah. That's tefillah. So we have a pasuk that we learn out the chiyah tefillah. Tefillah is the araisa. Elo she'ein lo nusach yadua min haTorah. Besides that, there's no time that the Torah sets up. There's also no nusach the Torah sets up. The yochol hispalo b'chol nusach sheyirtze. The araisa, you could daven any nusach you want. Ubechol eisha yirtza, any time that you want. Umisha hispalel pam achas bayom oba laila. And if you daven at any point during the day or night, in the notes they have a machlokas. What does the night mean? Does the night mean the night before follows the day or the night after? That's a machlokas in the poskim. But if you want it, you can daven whenever you want. Once during the day or a night. Yotza yidei chavasa min haTorah. That takes care of your chiyav daraisa. That's the Rambam. The cost of a Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham writes based on this Rambam, shall peace for Azu Nogu Rov Hanoshim, because of this svar of the Rambam, the minog of most women is She'ein Mispalin Shmona Esrei Bismido Shachar Ve'erev. Most women do not daven Shmona Esrei in the morning and the evening. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Lefisha Omros Miyad Baboker Samuch Lunatila Ezabakasha. That's because in the morning, after they wash the Tefillas Yadayim, they say some kind of bakasha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umin HaTorah Yotzos Bazeh. And midaraisa lefi the Rambam, they're already yotzei. Because all you have to do is make one bakasha from Hashem. You have to have one tefillah, any nusach, any time. So they're already done. They have no reason to have Shmoneh Esrei afterwards. The efshar, and it's possible, sha'af chachamim lochivu yotzei, that it's possible that chachamim without mechayiv any more than that one bakasha. That's all lefi the Rambam. Avol das haramban. But the Ramban argues, the Ramban says, She'ikr mitzvah as tefillah hi midirei sofrim. The ikr mitzvah of tefillah is midirabonon. She'im anshei kneses ha'gedola she'tiknu yudches brachos ala seder. The Rabbanon set up everything. They set up tefillah, they set up the 18 brachos in the order. L'ispalel oson shachris u'mincha chovav aris reshus. They established it as davening shachris and mincha as a requirement and mariv as a reshus. Now the Ramban also holds that tefillah is daraisa, but he holds only be'es tzara, not the daily tefillos. The Ramban holds if you're in an eis tzara, there's a mitzvah daraisa to daven to Hashem. But the tefillos that we have, which the Rambam holds, is a mitzvah every day to daven something. The Ramban holds the davening that we do every day, that's not daraisa, that's only the Rabbanim. The afal pishu mitzvah asay midivrei sofrim shazman grama. And according to the Ramban, even though it's a mitzvah asay, the Rabbanon shazman grama, the anoshim peturos mikol mitzvah shazman grama, and women are potter from all mitzvah shazman grama, afilu midivrei sofrim, even the mitzvahs that are only the Rabbanon. If it's a mitzvah shazman grama, women are potter. The example we'll see in the notes tomorrow is halal on Rosh Chodesh. The example he gives over here is, Higon Kiddush Levana. We'll see an interesting controversy about Kiddush Levana in the notes. Kiddush Levana is the example that Mishnah Berurah says that women are potter from mitzvah saseh shazman grama, even though it's the Rabbanon. Afal pigein chivu osam b'tfilah shachris u'mincha kamo anoshim. Still the chachamim were mechayev women in tfilah, in shachris and mincha, just like men. Ho'il u'tfilah hi bakoshas rachamim. Since tfilah is bakoshas rachamim, that you're davening for our lives, women also need to daven for their lives. That's what the Gemara says. And therefore, even though it's a mitzvah among Rambam, the Rabbanon, which normally they're putter, here the Rabbanon will mechayev them. So according to the Ramban, women are chayev to daven shachris and mincha like men. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chein ikr, and that is the ikr halacha, that women have to daven shachris and mincha, ki chein das rov ha-poskim, because that is the opinion of most of the poskim. There are many notes that we're going to read on this, but I'm going to wait till Sunday to read the notes. I'm going to try to finish the Mishnah Berurah now. That's how the Shagas Aryeh comes out as well. Al kein yesh lahazir lanoshim sheyispalu shmoneh esrei. Therefore, one should warn the women that they should daven shmoneh esrei. V'nochon gam kein sheyikabul aleihem o malchus shamayim. It's also appropriate for the women to be makabul on themselves o malchus shamayim. Dahainu sheyomru al koponim shma Yisrael. At the very least, they should at least say shma Yisrael. Even though we're saying they're putter in that, they should still say it to be makabul o malchus shamayim, like we learned earlier in Siman Ayin. V'yomru gam kein birchas emes v'yatziv. They should also say the bracha after kriyas shma of emes v'yatziv. Kedei lismoch geula l'tfila, in order to put the geula of that bracha close to shmoneh esrei. K'mosh hakasav magen Avraham b'Siman Ayin. The chozel in your shachris and mincha. This is all talking about shachris and mincha. Aval tefilas arvish u reshus, but mar which is only reshus. Afal bi she'achshav kvar kiblu aleihem kol Yisrael lechova. Even though Klal Yisrael has already accepted marv upon themselves as a chiyuv, mikomokom anoshim lo kiblu aleihem. The women never accepted marv upon themselves. V'ruban ein misvalin arvis, and most women do not have a marv. What about musaf? Utfilas musafin batzlach kosav de pturos. The tzlach writes that they are potter. The reason is because he holds it's a mitzvah shazman grama, and that's not davening for your life, because they're not making bakashos and musaf, and therefore the tzlach holds women are potter and musaf. Aval b'sefer mokin gibor and pasuk the chayavos. Ayin sham. It's a machlokas if women are chayav and musaf or not. And the last Mishnah Berurah says on the ketanim, we said a katan that reached age of chinuch, that you should be mechanich them. Zokta Mishnah Berurah sef katan hei luhispalal shmoneh esrei erev aboker. They should be trained to daven shmoneh esrei erev aboker, which means shachris and mincha and mariv. Umikom mokom rashai liten lehem lechol kodem tefila shachris. V'osr lanosu. But a very important point, even though there's a mitzvah to mechanach your children to daven, there's no chinuch in not eating before davening. And therefore, kids, until their bar mitzvah, can be eating before davening, and it's osir la'anosam. K'mo shekosav v'simen reish samaltes v'shin mem gimel l'inyan la'achilam kodem kiddush. Just like we see that when it comes to eating before kiddush, ketanim are allowed to eat before kiddush. We'll stop here at Mitzvah on Sunday. We'll see many notes. We'll see how the post can come out l'maisa about women, how much you should daven, women who are raising children, women who are not raising children. We'll see all that in Mitzvah on Sunday as we finish the siman.